Americans last, homeless population grows at record pace as Joe Biden seeks millions to house illegal aliens. By John Binder on August 15, 2023. The nation's homeless population is growing at a record pace. Newly published data reveals, just as President Joe Biden seeks hundreds of millions of American taxpayer dollars to fund a massive housing development plan for illegal aliens across the United States. The data, reviewed and published by The Wall Street Journal, shows that more than 577,000 Americans are homeless today, which represents an 11% increase compared to the same time last year, an alarming pace. According to the journal, the increase would represent by far the biggest recorded increase since the government started tracking comparable numbers in 2007. The next highest increase was a 2.7% jump in 2019, excluding an artificially high increase last year caused by pandemic counting interruptions. Likewise, among those nearly 600,000 homeless Americans, close to 150,000 are considered chronically homeless because they have been living on the streets for at least a year and many suffer from mental illness. At the same time, Biden is making a plea to Congress to approve hundreds of millions in American taxpayer dollars to fund a housing development project for border crossers and illegal aliens released into the U.S. interior. Specifically, the funding measure would allow Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to use more than $750 million to fund community-based residential facilities that would operate like a halfway house where border crossers and illegal aliens can live for free and come and go as they please between certain hours. The funding would also provide border crossers and illegal aliens with medical services, lawyers to help fight their deportations, educational services, counseling, and referrals for social services. Much of the taxpayer money would end up in the hands of left-wing non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that have profited immensely from illegal immigration in recent years via federal contracts with DHS. Border crossers and illegal aliens who would get to take advantage of the housing project would likely stay for a long period of time. As a sample size of DHS data recently found that fewer than 2 in 10 are being placed into deportation proceedings after release into the U.S. interior. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.